Our divinity outshines any research humanity can ever make. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Our divinity outshines any research humanity can ever make. Interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Who says that our divinity outshines any research humanity can ever make? I do. And I say this because it's true. Our divinity is the allness. And our divinity sits back, as you could say, sits back in smiling repose, watching us wake up to the things that it has told us from the beginning. It just sits back in smiling repose, waiting for us to be aware of the fact that we know all, are all, and enjoy all. But no, we've got to pretend we don't. So, we have research. We have studies. We look into it. Now, I'm just going to digress for a moment on Bill Gates' mother. Bill Gates' mother had a very serious illness, and whatever it was, we don't need to go into any details on it. And as she had this illness, Bill Gates had a lot of money, and he did everything in his power to make sure that she had all the medical help she could get, all the research she could get, and all the details she could get. Now, Bill Gates is a genius, a true genius. And Bill Gates knows to think tank things and think tank things to come up with answers for what he wants. But Bill Gates was not aware that he could think tank about his mother's illness. He could think tank about the cure for his mother's illness and come up with the cure. Now, you see, the difficulty of being born rich is you just spend the money. Now, Bill wasn't born rich, but he just stayed in his field, of software. And he didn't digress from the field of software, which if he had, he might well have found the cure for his mother's need. Then his mother died, and he was sad, of course. And she was probably a very normal, fine mother. And then he built a foundation to research that illness and research ways to cure that illness. And he spent millions and millions and millions of dollars building a hospital just for that purpose and building a foundation just for that purpose and getting people to train and just for that purpose. Now, I say to you, with the magic that Bill Gates has within him, able to come up with marvelous software ideas that he does, if he were to put his concentration on that without thinking that it's an illness and it's separate from what he knows how to do, he would have the answer. He would have the answer, and he would put his whole staff of, let's say, 1,000 men or more, on searching for ways to work on that particular thing. Now, what would make Bill Gates so successful where others have not yet succeeded? Where medical men and scientists who have the latest technology are working on seeking cures for many diseases, and they are not always successful. In fact, a lot of times they come up with something that's devastating rather than beneficial. Okay. Men who are working for a particular goal from their particular study, from their their training, where they are able to think only in that area. And they don't think in the broader, wider scope of letting the divine in them flow to them, through them, revealing all that they already know. And they have a tendency to say, that couldn't work. That's not logical. It's not reasonable. It's not right, you know. It couldn't work. The idea comes to them. And so they discard the idea out of the very logic and reason that the idea will not come. The idea will come out of the most unusual, unimaginable, unexpected area of the mind. Now, the Edison inventions were outrageous. Imagine trying to send your voice over the air or send your voice through a wire. Imagine trying to make a disc on which you could record your voice. You know, it was totally unreasonable. And imagine. with a telephone, creating a telephone. And then once the telephone is created, wow. Once the light bulb is created, wow. Then, of course, you have to create generator plants. But wasn't it easy? Everything followed the light bulb. When the light bulb was created, those things that were needed to generate the light were created. They weren't perfected immediately because people thought in limited ways. And they thought and just, well, here, think of how stupid we are. We are 20 years, oh, let's say even 10 years, 10 years into computers. And 10 years ago, computers were primitive by today's standards. 10 years ago, the computers had very small memories, very small RAM, very small ROM, very small memories, very small. The chip had no ability to it. Years ago, if you could have a flash chip that would have just a small code on it, you were happy with it. You were thrilled. Today, they have up to 8 gigabytes is advertised now on a chip, a flash chip, which is not a whirling disk, which is not a hard drive in the common sense of the word, but brand new. Now, you see, one idea compounds the other, compounds the other, compounds the other, and then they say, well, if that can be done, then that can do it. Now, what are the sports people doing? They're besting their own records. They make a record in shot put. My grand nephew, I think that's who he is. Yeah, my grandnephew, my nephew's son, just won Virginia, and in for the whole state of Virginia, he won the shot put championship, where you throw a disc, you know, where you throw a piece of metal, and he was fantastic, and he won it for and the whole state, and were his parents proud, and were his grandparents proud, and were we supposed to be proud, you know, Byerly, it's great. It's great, but you see, now what's this kid going to do? This kid is going to go on, and he's going to get all scholarships because of that. He's graduating from high school now, and he has scholarships to every college that he wants, and he will be a sports scholarship, and that's kind of nice. And I mean, you know, that's just like earning all that money. That's like having those thousands of dollars, because it costs easily over $30,000 to go to college every year. And that's a lot of money. That's not even room and board. That's only the tuition and books and other things, you know, when you go to a quality college. And so that's what he's doing. But you see, back to Bill Gates, back to the imagination, back to the ability to come up with a cure. Now, Bill is drawing himself more and more into the thinking of this. He is thinking of working with schools and improving the school technique, improving educational processes. And as I said this morning, if he would only work on the idea of training teachers to be enthusiastic about teaching, then he'd have everything. But how does a teacher get trained to be enthusiastic about teaching? The same way a clown trains us to be a clown. The same way an actor trains to be an actor. The same way any person trains for any field. They train as a professional work in that way. And people say, oh, you can't train enthusiasm. You can't train dedication. You can't train in integrity. Well, you sure can. You sure can, because this is what a parent does. A parent trains their children in integrity, in right action, in with values, and all these great things. That's beautiful. Now, our divinity outshines any research humanity can ever make. So, when you're ready, and you're really not ready yet, but when you're ready, you will stop reading books, searching in the outer for knowledge that's already in the inner. You'll stop searching in records and books and stories and things for your truth. And you'll stop searching in the outer for the health that's already within you. You'll stop searching in the outer for the vitality that's already within you. You stop searching in the outer for all those things that's already within you. Now, when are you going to start searching within yourself for those very things that are already within you? That's only you can tell. And you don't even know that yourself, because you think you're searching within. You think that you're a good meditator and a good introspector, and you're beginners. You're absolute beginners, because you say, should I introspect? Should I meditate? How do I introspect? How do I meditate? If you have to ask the question, you don't even know what's going on. You know how to meditate. You know how to introspect. You know how to talk to the divine within you. We've done the 3-hour meditation loads of times and trained you 3 hours after 3 hours after 3 hours in retreats and whatever's. And I come back here and I bring the 3-hour meditation, and I guarantee you that none of you have listened to all of them. One, I know, has listened to some of them, but none of you have listened to all of them. You have not listened to all the three. When I'm with Seville in Nigeria, and we have, why can I say I like me? I mean, not even why can I say I'm God. Why can I say I like me? We had a great time. And then when I said, these are the reasons that I say that I like me, and everybody was just, you know, enjoying it so much, and I was enjoying it too. And then why can I, what does God say when he talks to me? You know, what does my divine self say when it talks to me about liking myself? And boy, oh boy, I came up with some stuff that I enjoyed thoroughly. And if I enjoyed it, then my listeners certainly enjoyed it, you know. But now, how many times has anybody listened to that since, if ever? How many times has anybody listened to that has never listened to that? And it's a shame. It's just on the disc there. It's waiting to get out to the public, but it just takes time. It just takes time. And it takes time to do all these things, and we would rather do many other things than put these things onto the computer and get these things on, but that's okay. I did it for myself, and that's the main thing. And I'm happy about it. Okay. Our divinity outshines any research humanity can ever make. And we know this is true, and we love it, because this is our reality. So, you have a good day, and have a good life, and have a good reality, as you start thinking about what you're going to do. Are you going to live it, or are you going to just talk about it? Are you going to live it, or are you going to read about it? Are you going to live it? Or are you just going to go out and preach it and teach it and tell other people about it and think, aren't you a good girl? You know, stick in your thumb and pull out a plum and say, what a good boy am I. But silly, silly, silly stuff. I love you. 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 I love you.